Let us pray. Lord God, source of every blessing, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her. And your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord. I ask the congregation to please read the bold print in the psalm. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. How priceless is your love, O God! All people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. A reading now is from 1 Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is in the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're the type of person that does not care for weddings, then you really would not have liked wedding celebrations in the ancient world, because these are celebrations that would have lasted for days on end. It wasn't just one evening or one day. Now, the miracle or the sign that John calls in his gospel of Jesus, this is his first. And it might cause us to wonder why changing water into wine would be his first sign. Like, why not feeding someone or healing someone? Why this? But the wedding feast is rich with theological imagery for us to ponder. It points us to a feast without end. And think about the way our passage begins in John's gospel, on the third day. Chad Bird points out that in the Bible, big things tend to happen on the third day. And as Easter people, we can think of a big thing that happens on the third day. And Jesus here is essentially taking the responsibility of the bridegroom in dealing with the wine shortage and turning that water into wine, being the first of seven signs in John's gospel. It's pointing us to something even beyond this event and even beyond the event of cross and empty tomb. When we look in the Old Testament, we see the rich meaning and symbolism that wine has. Amos speaks of a day when the mountains shall drip with sweet wine and all the hills shall flow with it. Isaiah speaks of the feast for all peoples, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of well-aged wine strained clear. But now let's go back to the start of the dilemma. As I said, in the ancient world, marriage celebrations would last for days. So running out of wine would be embarrassing, and it'd be considered inhospitable. Now, I'm sure we can all relate in life when we come to the realization that we don't have enough of something, or feel that we don't have enough of something at some point in our lives. I'm sure we can point to instances in the world where people are in dire need. They've run out of something that they need in order to survive. This is where Debbie Thomas invites us to take a closer look at Mary in our gospel lesson and how she truly models discipleship for us today. See, Mary notices something's wrong at this wedding celebration. And we could accurately, I think, speculate that she has a close relationship with the wedding party. She doesn't want them to be embarrassed or disgraced. And then what does Mary do? She takes the concern to Jesus. And she does it with persistence. You notice that she doesn't take no for an answer.
As Thomas puts it, Mary essentially says to Jesus without saying it, I don't care about your hour. There's a need here. We need to deal with it. And that's something that it's also worth noting and that Thomas points out is that Mary's instilling for us what it means to trust Jesus and to be obedient to Jesus. Mary says to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Now, it took me, a couple minutes to read our gospel passage? But what these servants had to do was not a simple task. Envision a context, living in a context, with no running water. They got to fill these jars up with water. But Mary's fostering an environment for these servants to trust Jesus as they fill the jars, as they draw some of it out and take it to the chief steward. Now, in this instance, the problem is they have no wine. But what are the problems that you and I and people around the world are dealing with? Do we wonder where Christ is amid those circumstances? And do we wonder how Christ might use us amid those circumstances? Mary understands the impulse of God-given obedience. She has empathy to want to love and serve the other as God commands and desires for us to do in the world. However, the world is harsh. The world shrugs its shoulders and says, too bad. This is your party. You ran out of wine. Looks like it's a your problem, a you problem. No sense of neighbor, no sense of community. With the weaponizing of personal responsibility to excuse our neglect when someone is in need. But in Jesus, we have hospitality. We're invited to a feast without end. And if our world is our parish, how do we go out and notice those in need? And in noticing their need, turn to Jesus and trust that we would follow our Lord's guidance to minister to their needs. That the love that we share also serves as a sign of all that is to come in Christ. We should not tire of pointing out those concrete examples in our congregation's ministry that does just that. People have no food in our community. We give them something to eat, whether it be through the food pantry, our backpack ministry, or our Wednesday community meal. People around the world need warmth and comfort. We have quilts made and sent to people all around the world. The persistence in people getting our Stevens ministry underway is because people see a need for those who are hurting and are grieving. We enter these and other spaces trusting in our God to open others to trust how God might use us and them. So as a congregation, we must keep listening. We must keep noticing. And then be open to the expansion of what we're doing in our ministry to fill the gaps of what people don't have, what people need that they've run out of. We must also discern this in our own lives, in our own walk with Christ, and how we will listen and tend to those needs of our neighbor in our daily pilgrimage of faith. As the body of Christ, can we hear the voice of Mary? Can we pay attention to the need of those hurting in the world, those lacking, those who are oppressed? If we're joyfully going to sing Mary's song in Advent and during evening prayer, then we must embody the implications of that song as well. For each week we gather on that third day, the day of resurrection, the Lord's Day, we gather for a celebration as we feast on word and sacrament. We're told that this is a foretaste of the feast to come. The bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that joins us in a celebration of heaven and earth with the church of every time and every place. But as the church on earth, we are heaven and earth people. And as heaven and earth people, we desire for the feast of love that we receive here from Jesus to be shared with everyone. We have a God of abundance. And it's in that abundance, it's in the experiencing of that feast without end, that we can be attentive to all those who do not have, that are lacking due to the sin and brokenness our world has caused. We want God to use us in ways so that we can lift up the lowly and fill the hungry with good things, as Mary sings in her song. Because when we gather on the third day, on the Lord's Day, we are reminded that we are a new creation, and we're being further nurtured in what it means to live in that new creation. We are sent forth from this place as the body of Christ, and we must be attentive as Mary is to the needs of our neighbor, and as obedient as those servants were in following the way of Jesus. For we too become signposts to the God who dwells with us and the feast of love that is here and it is to come for all people. Thanks be to God. Amen. This time I'd like to invite forward members that are being installed for church council and Christian education.
The following people have been elected to positions of leadership. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now that these sisters will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gather us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith, active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? You face the congregation. People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? You could face me again. Do some calisthenics this morning, right? I now declare you installed as officers of this congregation in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God bless you, and direct your days and your deeds in peace, so that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Thank you. We continue with the hymn of the day.
Let us now say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance, so we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. By your Spirit, activate within your church gifts of faith, healing, and prophecy. Unite those who profess your name across congregations, denominations, and geographic boundaries. Open our hearts to recognize and celebrate surprising miracles. God of grace. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God, God of grace. Your creation reflects your generosity. Bless farmers, migrant farm workers, orchard keepers, ranchers, and all who tend the abundance of the land. Protect food and water sources from destruction, that all can eat and drink and be satisfied. God of grace. By your Spirit, grant wisdom, knowledge, and discernment to those who hold leadership positions at any level. Direct policymakers toward compassionate decisions that build up safe and just communities. Lead all authorities in seeking and serving the common good. God of grace. As Jesus provided generosity in a moment of need, provide generous gifts of healing for those in need this day, especially the Beale family, Matt, Tracy, Amber, Crystal, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Randy, Stan, Barb, Phyllis, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Ruth, John, Barb, Leah, our homebound, and for those with COVID-19. We give thanks for vaccines and treatments, and we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Provide abundantly for all who are hungry or thirsty, all seeking shelter, and all who seek peace. God of grace. You see us for who we are, and you delight in us. Embrace those struggling with self-worth, wrestling with self-identity, or facing significant life transition. Remind us that nothing can separate us from your love, God of grace. Holy God, you sent your Son Jesus to protect us all. We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains, God of grace. You bless us through the spiritual gifts of the saints who have gone before us. We give thanks for the life of Martin Luther King Jr. and all who have modeled the way of courageous faith. God of grace.
Since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, We lift these and all our prayers to you in confidence and faith through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
We continue with an offering. You may be seated.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, sovereign of the universe. You offer us new beginnings and guide us on our journey. Lead us to your table, nourish us with this heavenly food, and prepare us to carry your love to the hungry world. In the name of Christ, our light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, author of time, one among us, breath of our bodies, you are as close to us as skin and infinite as stars. You came to us as Jesus of Nazareth, carpenter and rabbi, who in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim today the Lord's blessing present in our time, just and in ages past, building the communion of saints, even from our own bodies. Bless us with your presence and give us here a foretaste of the feast to come. Let your Holy Spirit infuse our hearts and minds with joy so that we may live to praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward our communion assistants and anybody who is participating in Children's Church. The distribution of the sacrament will be continuously. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. We'll have two stations with consecrated wine. And if you desire grape juice, that will only be on the pulpit side. Ushers will release you forward for communion with trays of glass cups. Just receive a glass cup when you come forward, and then you can have your preference of wine or juice when you arrive for the sacrament. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. Come to God's table. There's a place for you and enough for all. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, for we have feasted on the abundance of your house. Send us to bring good news and to proclaim your favor to all, strengthened with the richness of your grace in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Announcements for the good of the community. Steve.
Just very quickly, the giving statements for 2021 are available. They're on the table to your right as you exit the church at the back, close to the kitchen there. They're arranged in as close to an alphabetical order as my Ohio State education will allow. So, and if you if there's not one there for you, let me know, and I'll check that out for you. Or if there's any... if you have any questions about it, why, feel free to talk to me. Thank you.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. God, who leads you in pathways of righteousness, who rejoices over you, and who calls you by name. God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless your going out and your coming in, today and forever.
Surprising grace. Now let us be united, and let our song be heard. Now let us be a vessel for God's redeeming word. With all our wanted mission, we all are one in call. Our very gifts united by Christ the Lord.
Go with Christ into a weary world. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.